This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Crops across the western part of the state are showing considerable improvement following some timely rain in May. Lyon County Agriculture Extension agent Jay Stone says the rainfall covered most of the region.
For the most part, everywhere in our listening area has had a very good catch-up, very good general rain. Still behind overall on rainfall, but the rainfall that we have gotten has been much, much needed, and especially on our young, just growing crops, it's really, really good to help them get a good foothold.
Stone says the lack of rainfall in the early spring allowed many of the crops to be planted earlier than normal.
I can't remember a time when all of those areas were planted as early as they were planted this year. We've got areas that were completely done in the month of April. And that's really unheard of, but that speaks to just how dry it was. Even the wet natured ground was dry.
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for our authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters that are sure to meet your needs, whether it's corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care. Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for their durability, so famous that there are many imitations, but nothing beats the original. Only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. Available at your local Bush Hog dealer, H&R AgriPower, in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Christian County Agriculture Extension agent Matt Futrell says the corn crop has really taken off after the rain.
You know, that corn was looking really bad, just being as dry as it was and didn't get a great start. Of course, we felt like it went in the ground good, but then you have a month or 6 weeks of dry weather and it really struggles to turn on. But since the rain, you know, corn has turned on. It's a little uneven. It's still trying to get those roots put down.
He says the wheat crop could vary this year.
I've heard some reports of some really good wheat, on these deep soils that had a lot of soil moisture for those plants to pull from through those reserves, kind of.
Follow Trappin' the Bluegrass on Facebook and X and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, or Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Trappin' the Bluegrass.